They'll be home. They'll get home all right. Just
stop worrying.
When you get old and your joints are stiff and aching, sometimes you might say you have a touch of
rheumatism or arthritis.
Do you think that's true?
Could be.
A long time ago, children used to die of a disease, and it would often make their throats swell up, and because they couldn't swallow, they would die.
It was diphtheria, wasn't it?
Diphtheria.
Diphtheria.
And of course, now we have shock.
The shock to take care of that.
What's another kind of disease that makes your skin and eyes turn yellow?
Hepatitis or yellow jaundice.
How about if you have a pain, say, down here, and you have to be taken to the hospital to have an operation? What?
It's usually appendicitis in that area.
When you eat, suppose you ate watermelon and pickles and peanuts and beer together and you became very sick, what would you be most likely to do?
It'd be food poisoning or ptomaine poisoning.
But what would you do if you ate all these things?
Oh, I would regurgitate.
Are there any other words?
A vomit, upchuck.
Do you know any more crude terms that other people might say?
Oh, yes, I've heard crude words, but I really don't like the use of them.
What are some of them?
Well, like puke.
At a party, if a person gets too warm, and you'd say, I'd better, or if you got too warm, you'd say, I'd better get out and get some fresh air. I'm beginning to feel a little sick. What part of you would feel sick?
Your stomach.
So you, what would you say? I'm beginning to feel a little...
I'm beginning to feel nauseated.
Or a little...
sick at the stomach.
If you invite somebody to come over and visit you and you see, and see you this evening or tomorrow, and you want, and you want to tell them that if you don't, if they don't come, you'll be disappointed. What would you say? Now, if you don't come, I'll
be disappointed.